StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Mordecai Walker tells his son, Andrew Mordecai Walker, engaging stories about unexpected encounters with Florida wildlife in his youth, including a close call with an alligator as a baby, and how growing up in rural Florida came to help him in the Army.
Let's start with, when were you born?
July 4th, 1924, northwest in Hillsborough County, on a little lake they call Lake Evans, because naturally the lake is still there now.
Now, there's an interesting story that happened after you were born, where you were in your crib, and a gator tried to get you. Tell me about that.
Well, the house was about 20 feet from the water and had a dock, and my dad had what he called a trot line. He had about three hooks on the line. And so she did have, she went out to get the fish off the line. She had three fish. But she went out, got the fish, and came back in. When she went out, the alligator had come in the house and was standing up on his tail looking over in the baby bed where I was lying. And she hollered and threw the fish at the alligator. And he grabbed the fish and went back out in the lake.
There was another story that I remember you telling me. How old were you when you and your brothers were driving on the highway and a bobcat actually wound up in your front seat? Tell me about that.
No, well, that was many years later. We was going to Oldsmar, and we were driving west. My brother, it wasn't my dad, my brother driving a Model A Ford with no doors on it, just a windshield and a little seat back there. We was headed west. A rabbit was coming from the north. The rabbit ran under the truck, and the bobcat jumped across my lap and hit his head on the steering rod and knocked him out. And just lucky that, you know, it knocked him all the way out.
So the bobcat landed in the front seat next to you guys or in front of you?
Really, the bobcat was on my lap. You know, the bobcat weighed about 40 pounds. He was about 2 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. So that was pretty scary, huh?
Yeah.
Now, there was a story about in basic training where you outperformed the leader of the training. Was it the sergeant or the training sergeant? Or
no, well, I'd been in the Army some time, and we was what we call a fairway. It was a creek about 100 feet long, and he told us before that, he said, watch out careful because snakes could be in this pond. So you look out for snakes. It's in the water. It might be spots that go over your waist. So he gave us the instruction. Then he said, forward march. Well, I'd been, you know, walking logs and country all of my life. So when he said, forward march, I jumped on a stump to a log to a stump. And out of 130 men, I was the only one who wasn't wet. And he said, soldier, where do you come from? everybody, 130 men, was wet. I wasn't particularly trying to avoid getting wet, but I was just doing what came natural because when I was coming up, we used to cut log. And I just placed my stump, log. And he looked at me and everybody, you know, and I said, that's one of the, I wouldn't say outstanding thing, but, you know, out of 130 men, I'm the only man not wet.
Right. He couldn't believe that.
No.
Yeah. Also, you knew how to determine direction by plant life on trees. And this came in handy when you were in the Army, when you were about to go into harm's way or into a dangerous way. Tell me that story.
We were in the, this was in New Guinea. We should have been going west because the Japanese territory we knew was in the north. So we go into our outfit, and I knew from on the south side of the trees, there was the moss that would grow on the south side. On the north side, it was blank. That's why I could tell we was going, should have been going west when we was going north. And I said, Sergeant, we going wrong. The soldier, if you break rank, you serve your court martial. And you know, you be charged AWOL and you go for the firing squad. I said, well, Sergeant, I'm not worried about that because ain't gonna be, nobody going to be here to testify against me. We had one, the little white lieutenant, he wasn't about 20 years old, and he said, what do you say? I said, Lieutenant, be going wrong. And I told him why I knew we was going wrong. So he did listen to me and went, you know, right to our headquarters and avoided the Japanese territory.
Mm-hmm.
And I said before, when he got almost to our headquarters, he was so overjoyed, you could see tears come in his eyes. He said,
Mordecai Walker and Andrew Mordecai Walker from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. Find details and more stories at WMFE.org/StoryCorps.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.